Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On today's episode of Produce Step Up, I'd like to talk to you about how God promotes people. In the last episode, titled The Path of True Promotion, I established the fact that the true source of promotion is God, not man. However, when we don't understand God's system or strategy for promoting people, we begin to do things and we even fail to take some actions that will eventually end up in aborting his plans to promote us in our life and our work. That's why on this episode, I want to devote some time to or share some thoughts with us on how God executes promotion for people. The first point I think you should bear in mind concerning this subject matter is the fact that God's ways are not man's. One very important thing you should understand, I think this is important because if you don't understand God's systems or God's strategy or his ways of getting what he wants done, the problem with it is that you begin to take actions that are contrary to what God wants done. The problem with it is that you begin to do things that God does not expect you to do. The problem with it is that you begin to do things that you think are okay, you think are right, you think will produce the promotion you crave for, or you believe the time has come for you. Except that what you end up doing is that you end up aborting the promotion that you wanted to get. Please, let's not fail to understand the fact that God's systems are not the same with us. Please, this implies that you should drop your ideas about promotion and elevation and follow God's ideas. It means that when you think God has passed judgment, when you think you have done those things, that when God looks at you, say, this my guy deserves promotion. When you feel you have done them and promotion is what is due to you, and you want the promotion that comes from God, not from man, you want the promotion that will endure, you want the promotion that will take you up and not take you down, you want the promotion that will produce the scripture in your life, the scripture that says the path of the just is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. If that's the kind of promotion you want, then you have to follow God and drop your own ideas. I'd like to explain something to you. Nobody is saying that man's idea does not work. Nobody is saying that there are not people who have produced some results with it. But the truth of the matter is that many of those human methods, human strategies and ideas about promotion have their own limitations. One of the most useless books I've ever come across on earth is 48 Laws of Power. Even the guy that wrote the book at the end of the day tells you, this is a drawback, this is something that will backfire. And there are facts on ground about people who he used to propound the useless theories he put up in that book, how their lives were miserable towards the end of their lives. If you practice some of those things, you get some things that are called results. I mean, if people don't get any results by it, why would the book be a bestseller? Why would people be reading it? Why would people practice it? Aside that useless book, there are many other ideas people have about promotion, one of which is maybe to stab people on the back, they go down, you go up, psychophancy and deadening your conscience just to please someone you think has promotion in his hands to give to you. Now, when we don't drop these human ideas, we begin to apply these methods. Except that we get what appears to be promotion, but in reality is not promotion. I said in reality is not promotion because you experience something, what you experience can be likened to jumping up, you don't stay up. You must have heard people say this thing like, if you jump up, you come down, if you grow up, you stay up. The truth is that the promotion you get using dubious methods and ungodly means is more like jumping up, you don't stay up. Now, having understood that, another thing I want you to notice is that God has no limitations. No matter how far you are from where you desire to be or where you think God should elevate you to, God is not in any way limited in abilities, in skills, in strategies, in connections. Very important to take you to that high place. Now, in your head, you can't figure out how God is going to lift you from where you are, because for you, it's so low. It's so disconnected from where you think it should be. But listen, that is not a puzzle to God. For God, how to lift you from the lowliest spots is as clear to him as how clear it is to you on how you'll be able to roll a pound of yam deep into a thick egusi soup and dispatch it to your alimentary canal. The same way you understand perfectly how you are going to execute this act of eating, that is how God understands perfectly how we execute the process and act of lifting you from the lowly places you are today to the great place you are destined to be. A case in point is David. His elevation was not by chance. It was not a chance occurrence. It was God's design. God took David away from the bush. He brought him to the city and took him to the palace. It was not as a result of his workings. It's not as a result of his strategies. It's not because he worked harder than any other person. It is simply because God decided that this guy should be the next king of Israel. And therefore, he caused events to begin to happen in certain fashion. They happened in a manner or in such a fashion that God ended that David found himself on the throne. Please, I'd like to say this again. It was not a chance occurrence. Some of those events, if you look at them in isolation, they look like chance occurrences, but they are not. The truth of the matter is that God arranged those things and make them work seamlessly until David entered the throne. So please stop thinking about yourself as being so low and God being so weak and incapacitated that he cannot take you to where he has destined to take you to. There is no height God wants to take you to. There is no place God wants you to enter that he cannot make you enter there. Your business is to follow hard after him. And in due season, when he finds you qualified, when he comes back after having this, giving you seeds and money to trade with, and he comes and says, "Ah, good and faithful servant, having done well in this place, I'm going to take you here." Once he comes down and he decides to take you to a place far more greater than you can imagine, understand that he's going to execute it. God rules in the affairs of men. You need to understand that God is not in one distant place where he has no control over electoral processes in Nigeria. For instance, if you want to become a governor, of course, playing your own politics strictly the gospel way, or you think that God is so distant he doesn't understand corporate politics going on in your company. Don't think he doesn't understand the tribalism, the statism, the local governmentism, and the religionism. Yes, going on in your company, going on the organization where you work, that seem to be blocking you from becoming the managing director or chief executive officer. The day God decides to make you that king, nobody can stop you. In a strange land, God took Joseph from prison, where he was imprisoned because he was accused of attempted rape of a high officer in Pharaoh's cabinet. God took him away from that spot and made him a prime minister in a strange land where tribalism or countryism or ethnicism or racism even may be a very serious obstacle. So that's how come I know God is not in any way limited and he rules in the affairs of men. He can remove anybody, no matter how powerful they are, and instill another who you may consider weak in the country or in your company. So, and listen, that wouldn't be the first time he will be doing that. He has removed a man as powerful as Saul. He has removed a man as powerful as Nebuchadnezzar. He has removed a man as powerful as Gaddafi. And he has removed many powerful people in Nigeria. In fact, the last general election saw the removal of an incumbent president. Now, don't ask me whether it's God that made President Buhari the president or not. I don't know. But one thing I know is that there's nothing that happens on earth that he does not know about. Aside knowing it, if he doesn't want anything to happen, he can stop it. So please understand that God is not limited. He indeed rules in the affairs of men. Now, once God decides to elevate you, what he does is that he dispatches the angels. Every single person that is supposed to play a role in your elevation, they all begin to work. He begins to cause events to flow in certain fashion. He begins to even nudge you to do certain things. He does this until you get to that point where you take the right actions that will result in your elevation. The point I've made today is this. When God has judged you promotion worthy, he orchestrates events around you to move you into your destiny. He is not limited by what limits humans. He lives in heaven and rules in the affairs of your company, in the affairs of your company you are located in on this earth. He effects the promotion by the workings of his power, by his unlimited wisdom, and of course he has the best strategy to execute any single thing on earth. That is how God elevates people. Therefore, please do not ever try to help him to elevate you. Your job is to follow hard after him and it will affect your elevation. Do not team up with ungodly people because you want the promotion. When you do that, you enslave yourself in the process. Again, God is the master strategist. He's the almighty strategist. And if it's about your promotion from any low place or from any high place, he will execute it by his power and wisdom. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.